Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, God's choices possessing. We've left upon every one of you. Truly, we do honor our Lord on this morning for this glorious opportunity to share with you, amen. Glory for life, words of encouragement. Amen. We pray for your encouragement to each of you as you continue on your journey. Amen. Let us, I want to apologize for being late. Amen. It's bad weather in Ireland. But we are here, amen, to decree and declare the works of the Lord. Amen. So let us turn our hearts to the throne. Father, we honor you on this morning. We bless you. We praise you. We give you all of the glory. Father, we ask you to order our steps on today. We ask you for continued favor, Father. We ask you to continue to confuse and confound our enemies, our wicked enemies who have been on assignment to distract and to destroy our lives. Father, we ask you to never allow us to be put to shame in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Father, we thank you that you were manifested to destroy the works of the enemy. And therefore, you surround us with favor as Mount Zion surrounds Jerusalem. And Father, we give you praise and glory on this morning. And that is why we've gathered together to worship and to magnify and to thank you for sending your son to pay a debt for us that we could never pay and to destroy all the works of darkness. Now, we have no reason to fear. Because you have destroyed the enemy and the works of the enemy. All the things that was written against us, the handwriting that was written against us from our parents, amen, on both sides, amen, no longer hinder or bother us. Even the sins that we commit will no longer hinder us, amen. All we need to do is humble ourselves and ask you to forgive us, and you will forgive us. Your word tells us that you are faithful and just to forgive us. You're just waiting on us to humble ourselves and to admit that we need forgiving. Amen. Therefore, since you forgive us, we ask you to give us the strength and the courage to forgive those who wrongfully mistreat us. Amen. So that roots of bitterness will not settle in. So, Father, we decree and declare that this is a day of peace, day of favor, that we will accomplish and complete those things that you have assigned our hands to do, that we will see and hear our desire from the wicked, like you told us in the text of Psalm, that the wickedness of the wicked has come to a complete end in our lives, and that they have been caught in their own trap, and that the giant war angel was flaming for, that you have sent to fight for us, is chasing them down perpetually. And we give you the praise and glory. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus to die for us. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We can't praise him enough. And we can't thank you enough, Father, for loving us so much. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us to come and to purchase us at the bowels of the auction block of sin. Hallelujah. Father, we ask you to fill our lips with the words that you want to create and declare in these few moments that will help us to continue on our journey and to strengthen us. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Truly, we do honor the Lord on this morning again for every one of you. Have a live in the chat room, live by phone, archives of the podcast. May the Lord's richest, richest, richest blessings rest upon every one of you, or indeed our continued prayer. As we continue, again, I want to apologize for being late. Amen. It's bad weather in our area. But glory to God, we are here. Amen. For these few moments, those of you who are able, please be aware that you can remain on the phone line to listen. Or you can be on the internet, amen, and listening, or you'll be willing or faithful, you can call back to iTunes on the podcast, or you can log back into Blog Talk Radio and listen to it at your convenience. Are we not in the seasons of greater works that Jesus spoke of? Now that we can tune in to various means and hear the word of God, amen, words of encouragement. Now, when we last left off, we left off reading from Luke's glorious gospel, chapter 23, amen. We read Luke 22 in your hearing, and then we read Luke 23. Now, and we are led to read, let's go to it's like he has already detached himself from himself. Good God of mercy. I feel, and I believe, by permission of the Holy Spirit, that this detachment, as it were, from himself took place on the Mount of Transfiguration. I firmly believe, I firmly feel, and speaking this again, by permission of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Paraclete, that this detachment from himself, as it were, from his earthly self, positioning himself from the way he, to himself as being God. He had detached himself, amen, from the earthly himself, because the earthly himself could no wise endure that which he endured. He had to have had the supernatural, as it were, strength. I certainly believe that he began to detach himself, that is, certainly say, like me, during the mountain. A lot of things to say. Because if you notice, after the Mount of Transfiguration, his speech was different. He was more firmer. And that sort of thing. This is what I'm trying to convey. Now, verse 4. And then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes. Now, whenever you do anything for the Lord that's making a difference in the lives of the people, and Satan will use those people to come against you. Amen? So do not be fearful. Do not be afraid. These things took place. Remember, the Lord told us in John's glorious gospel that the servant is not greater than his Lord. Amen? So if they hated him, truly they're going to hate you. Amen? Let's see. Well, now, okay. Now, verse 4, they consulted with each other. The people were being set free and delivered and so forth. How many do you know that when you are being blessed and prospered, the enemy is not happy? Because 9 times out of 10, those people that you're smiling and grinning in the face, they're the one that have been plotting against you. And the Lord has been graciously delivering you from all of their plots. And they hate you with a passion. They may be smiling, but they hate you. And they want to know how is it that none of their plots is working against you. It's because of your walk with the Father, your closeness. That's why it's so important that you have a strong, faithful relationship with the Father. daily. Amen. Now, verse 4, if they consulted with each other how they would kill him. Verse 5, but not on the feast day, unless there be an uproar from the people. Look at him plotting. So they plotted against the Savior, what you think going to do, but it's not going to prosper. Somebody say, it's not going to prosper. Yes, it looked like it prospered. Jesus was on the cross. Yes, you look like their plot is working. But somebody holler the third day. But they said not on the feast day. Okay, they plotting against our master. Okay. Now, 6. Now when Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, look, Jesus moved forward. But remember, he already know what's going to take place. He's not ignorant concerning these matters. He's not ignorant concerning these things. He already know what's happening. He is all-knowing. He is omniscient. He is the everlasting God. He is still God. So he knows what's taking place against him. But he has set his face, his mind, his alignment with his purpose to complete the assignment, which was what? Being the fulfillment of all of the offerings to please the Father, amen, and to be our propitiation and to be our Redeemer. And we praise the Lord. Now, but when the disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? Now, one of the Gospels says that it was Judas Iscariot who had the indignation, who did not find Mary. Mary is the woman. And as you do further research in John's glorious house, you find that this Mary is the Mary who's the sister of Lazarus, who will be called forth. Amen. She is preparing the Savior. She's showing her gratitude by pouring alabaster, which is a precious ointment on the Savior. Amen. Thou anointest my head with oil. Thou prepared the table in the presence of my enemies. Who was his enemies? Judas is scared. Amen. Let's see. Money has been sold for the poor. One of the Gospels narrator says, not that he cared about the poor, speaking of Judas Iscariot. So that lets you know that the disciples did not like Judas Iscariot. How can you like someone who is of the devil? Even the devils don't like the devils. Scary way of the indignation. And it was nothing new because he hated the Savior anyway. He was a seed of Satan. That's why the Master spoke in parables. So if the Master spoke in parables, what do you think about us? That's the problem with many of us. We talk too much. The Holy Ghost does what he's supposed to do. He revealed to us the plots and the traps and the snares of Satan instead of us going to the Father in our heavenly language. That's why it's so important to have your heavenly language and to use it faithfully when talking to the Father, to the Master. Why? Because you don't want your left hand knowing what your right hand doing. You don't want the enemy knowing. And you were faithful, but they were not. So people who are on the outside looking in, and they see a horse, they don't know what horse. Well, I say unto you, And if something happens, provide for them to feel that if you can talk about somebody that you supposedly love, if you can plot against somebody when you supposedly love, see, you supposedly love the Savior. The Savior hasn't done anything but show love to them. So, if you loving someone, if someone loving you, let me use it for an example, like your spirit. You loving someone, you showing them love, you showing them kindness. And through all of that, they talking about you. Never have anything nice to say. Never. Never respect you, never do this, never that. Why stay there? Even the lepers say, why sit we here and die? So why stay somewhere and die? The Lord didn't call you into that. And you staying there is not proving nothing about Christianity. I mean, well, yeah, he's showing you about Christianity, because Christianity is religion. But he's not showing you anything about your relationship and your walk with Jesus. Because he will tell you why sit Jesus. Jesus himself didn't stay in no dead situation. Well, he came to the desert, and he found that the people had followed him. In between him standing there and two scriptures down, even the desert place began to grow. Life, vegetation. That's why he was able to tell them to sit them down in companies of 50 on the grass. Remember, when he entered there, it was desert. So by the time he told his disciples to sit them by 50s on the grass. What are you saying, preacher? Don't stay nowhere and die. I don't care if you got children. You don't teach them children to sit somewhere and die. Well, he got a pregnant soul. That's traditions of man. You're supposed to be married. But they ain't supposed to be married. And that's not going to make them love each other. They're going to make them hate each other. And then when a person come along whom they were ordained to be married to, naturally they're going to be connected, and they're going to be connected. And then you call that wrong. You see how Satan comes along at that time? No, you treat the baby right. You take care of the baby. But you don't have to put them into a lifetime of hell. Sometimes folks need to just shut their mouth, and folks, I'm talking about family folks, shut up, leave people's business alone. Don't force nobody into marrying somebody just because you made a mistake and you slept with somebody. And somebody told you, go ahead and marry them because you made a mistake, so you need to do the right thing. The right thing is to just work, send the money, take care of the baby. Not to fall in the traps of the enemy. Father, we thank you that you are exposing Satan and his deceptive lies that have been handed down through tradition. Father, we are rooted from the root like you are rooted the fig tree. No more being hitched inside of the people that you did not ordain. Because of the quote-unquote right thing to do, or they sit in my legal club. If I want to move up in society, I got to marry this particular person. The devil is a liar. I blind that lie from the pit of hell. Put in place to keep your perfect will within manifested. And we give you praise and glory. Now walk in your purchase victory, because Jesus paid